My name is Vincent Batts. I've been in a couple of different open source projects over the years. For the last couple of years, it's been mostly getting gray hairs because of the drama in the container community. So that has been being a Docker contributor and then trying to remove myself from the Docker community for a few years. But containers have been interesting and fun, mostly a headache to a lot of people, and how they use them. They do try and make a concise approach, and it has gotten people thinking about how to deploy apps differently. LXC did a great job in the beginning, but it was not for mere mortals, and we've gone a long way since how people were using LXC. And it's neat, and I'm ready to ask the Facebook folks more questions about how they're using portable services to make sure that we can keep some more of a cohesive story going forward. But I didn't put the timestamp up there, but the original containers were a Google patch for Mount Namespace in like 2002 or 3, I think. And Shroot plus some of those rudimentary early namespaces was the beginning of that. And so LXC came along and first full-on release of LXC was in 2008. So it had been around for a while. Like, people were already using containers in a number of different ways. I thought it was interesting that even systemd. Hello, hello. Okay. So probably like literally 5% of the room raised their hand just then. How many folks currently or have had experience with LXC? So a substantial more folks. Is that current or is that just history? History, yeah. So it's interesting. So systemd inspawn was originally like, Leonard was like protesting that it would be anything besides a debugging tool for years. And it wasn't really until some of the other tools started to get exciting that he made it more of a user interface, like added features, made it more of a system utility, plugged in machine CTL and other plumbing pieces to make it more fully rounded. When Docker came onto the scene in 2013, it was originally Python, and then Go was cool, so it switched over to Golang. Not always a great option for containers at all. I shared the link earlier, and you can look at this later. Most of these have links to find these pieces. The slide deck is mostly almost like reference material to click out and find, because some of these pieces are projects you might want to go put your hands on and or explore in how you could integrate or reuse some of this stuff. But there's no links to Docker here because there's no longer a good thing to a single project to link to for Docker, because it has been so torn apart and put into different projects. Part of it are in Mobi, part of it are split out. There's no single one link to follow to for that. Anyhow. Other pieces in history, how many people had put their hands on, let me container that for you? LMCTFY. Cool, like two people. So it came out literally around the same time as Docker. It was a lot of the same folks that were early maintainers, Victor Marmol, Vishnu from Google. But it was kind of thrown over the wall of like how they were using containers. One of the cool thing precedents that it had and still is a good use case for is it was not focused nearly as much on the user interface. It was meant to be almost like what RunC's become now, is that last mile step with all the knobs and whistles. Like you could actually set lots of C group parameters and lots of fine tuning pieces of the last mile rather than presenting just a unified, pretty user interface. And it's funny that we've almost gone full circle on what they've done there of like pushing it down to where you have a very fine tuned last mile with lots of lots of knobs to turn. And it's still out there. I don't think it's had a touch in 4 or 5 years. So Rocket came along in December 2014. A lot of the tensions that were happening during this time, between mid-2013 to the end of 2014, was how fast and to some extent footloose the development was happening within Docker community. That there was a lot of contention around how and what was the design that went into features that were getting merged. How did we arrive at any kind of a consensus for how those features were going to be used? So with Rocket, we went with a spec-first development, and that spec was the AppC spec. How many folks got familiarized with AppC at all? Yeah, Derek, of course. So like maybe about 5% of the room. It was great because it was released as a full spec, as an approach that could be taken, and it provided a reference implementation at the same time. Any changes that would happen in Rocket would be debated in AppC first. And almost within like months of the spec coming out, there was like a FreeBSD implementation and folks started working on other derivatives. Somebody changed out like the stage 2 and made like a VM runtime. It was a lot of what we hoped to see happen synthetically, but it happened because there was a spec first. Rocket is still used in places, but is largely put out to pasture. There's some community maintainers, but you can go find it on GitHub, Rocket, or RKT. Libct. So this project got a lot of attention in a short order. It's not actually any user interface. It's a C library, and there's a Golang wrapper around that C library. But it came from the Odist OpenBZ folks. And Andre Vagin and Pavel are crazy people. They really have done awesome stuff for the container community, both in the kernel and also in the user space. They're the maintainers of like CRIU, the checkpoint and restore in user space. There's a lot of neat features that are thanks to them, but this was a neat proof of concept to try and push back the abstractions from the command line into like a library that could just be reused in other ways. I think it's effectively a dead project now. I don't think it has had commits in years, or at least not pushed publicly. But around that same time, it generated the conversations for what Docker was going through of everything was shelling out to different last mile runtimes for Docker during this time. The primary backend was LXC, like so you'd run Docker run something, and it would actually shell out to LXC commands to do that. And there was Shroot, and I don't know if there was another one at that point. I don't know. The LXC was the primary one. So they were trying to figure out how could we have a minimize some of those steps or shelling out. And it was funny because they actually asked a lot of the LXC community for features to improve that communication between the two. And right around the time the LXC community was looking to add those features to make it a better workflow for reusability, they started pushing the code into a direct invocation so that the Docker daemon would just shell, or not shell, but would effectively call all the way down. It was all one big binary. It would actually re-exec itself. And they started libcontainer, kind of in the likeness of libct, to have a source code API to be able to call down to the runtime. At that time, what was it? NSinit was like, we made a command line that you'd use that lib container to test out that last mile. That's what became runc that you hear folks talk about today. that was not well received within the LXC community, that there was asks for something that they started to deliver and then immediately was switched away over to libcontainer to just wholly rewrite it, and not use LXC. LXC was actually removed around or within 2014. So the LXC community split off and made a manager over LXC called LXD. How many folks here have put hands on LXD? Cool. Probably about 5 or 10%. And it is a alive and well community. It is really neat. LXC is all written in C. LXD is written in Golang, maybe not unsurprisingly. But it's now used for various back-end systems within Canonical's world. And a lot of this, again, like AppC, bubbled up into a conversation of all the needs, being able to discuss the design first and not just run off on a tangent to develop a feature or user experience without at least getting all the people that are involved on board. And it led into the Open Container Initiative specifications. Initially was just one spec. It got split off into a runtime piece and an image format piece. Like, how would you pack it or get a content addressable nature about that image? It took about 2 years from the time that we formed the OCI to the time we had a version one of the runtime and image spec. And only this year have we started the registry API, like how you can push those images around. It's not reinventing the wheel there. It's leveraging what's already been done, but there's a lot of cruft in the Docker registry API that needs to be cleaned out, and potentially new features added, like ways to even do like peer-to-peer synchronization or chunking down and not using tar archives anymore. So that conversation will happen in the distribution spec. But so notably, 2017, when we finally stamped the V1 release of the image and the runtime spec, there were already expectations of how that kind of standardized layer would be accepted within the community. Kubernetes had already been going. Like, it launched in 2014 with Rocket. It introduced conversations within Kubernetes of how adding additional container runtimes was really, really a painful process. Kubernetes was originally very, very Docker-centric. Even to this day, we're still finding expectations that are very Docker-centric, and those are being worked through. There's fewer and fewer, but Rocket made a lot of that very evident. So in 2016, Kubernetes, rather than wholly going with just OCI, they made a container runtime interface, and almost in likeness, they have an image service and a runtime service, and it's a way to describe what they expect of any container runtime that will provide any kind of an image service. So you could actually have two different gRPC endpoints, one that just does image management and one that just does the execution lifecycle of those containers. So far, I don't think anybody's really split that up. It's just one entity, one gRPC socket will export both the image and runtime service. But the communication piece here is pulled straight from their website. And so initially, the migration, when they introduced this gRPC container runtime interface, they started migrating over to a Docker shim. And only in around Kubernetes 1.8 was the migration complete, where they weren't doing any side channel communications through over to the Docker runtime. For long times, it was even pieces of like events from the container, whether or not pods were going up and down, some pieces of the C group management or resource management of the containers. These were all like side approaches to the container runtime. And it was only about 1.8 that they migrated everything over to the CRI or some other kind of side management piece like CAdvisor or otherwise. So Cryo, and I didn't go back in time far enough on Cryo, but Cryo was originally the OCI daemon, and there was contention on that name. So it was forcibly renamed to CRIO for OCI. But Cryo started in 2016 when the CRI came out. Like, it was, we were part of the conversation that got the CRI framed up so that it could happen for other runtimes, and has been only Kubernetes focused since that time. It was defaulting to the run C for that last mile, but that's configurable, and has been very interesting because since we were so early to that conversation and we weren't trying to tailor to every single use case, it allowed other projects to come on board, and I'll talk about a few of those run C replacements in just a second. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this on camera, but around like late 2016, I was called into a meeting in California and effectively asked like a cease and desist to stop working on Cryo, like formally shut the project down, and with concessions to go in and try and make the containerd part of Docker do those pieces instead. And the political nonsense that it all was, our request back, we're like, cool, we will look at doing that if the Docker community can get rid of the BDFL model and go to a fully open governance. And there was a disconnect there. And so at that time was when the Docker community went full steam ahead and making their shim containerd layer actually have user interface features and talk to not only the Docker daemon, but as well as having a CRI shim that could run on top of it. And so those two have been kind of the informal competitors since then. But still to this day, containerd accommodates several use cases, not just for the Kubernetes CRI, but now is another contender in that area. And then Alibaba's Pouch was announced about a year ago, I think. They've only been really pushing it in the last 6 months, but Alibaba's Pouch is fascinating. I have only put hands on it insofar as to be kind of shocked, horrified, and amazed, but it imports from all the projects. Like it imports from Docker's lib network and the CNI. It imports from OCI, Docker, run C. It can run as its own tool. It can also export a CRI. It can do regular pooling and pushing of images, as well as it does a peer-to-peer BitTorrent backend for images. They maintain that their system can run on RHEL 6 kernels. It uses KVM, all of it. But it's in the CRI layer as well. And so like Antonio mentioned a few minutes ago, because so much of the conversation is now at that CRI layer and people are making these runtimes, there's a unified interface for it rather than all those tools having their own user interface tool. There's CRI Cuddle, and it's you can interact with it, but it's largely a debugging tool. But I think this is now where the conversation of like how will you work underneath the Kubernetes stack or talk to the runtime is going to be with the CRI Cuddle. So real quick, since the 1.0 of the OCI image and runtime spec went out, there's been an abundance of these runtimes, places that can drop in and replace. Largely the compatibility layer is that they know how to do certain lifecycle steps and that they can read this JSON structure. It's not that complicated. The stupid part that is still being argued is the compatibility of the CLI. So at this point, all of these runtimes to be able to drop in and replace are conforming to what the run C CLI behavior does. It's dumb, but it's where it is. There's Oracle introduced a rail car, which is written in Rust, nice, neat. I don't know the particular benefits of using it, except for it's not written in Golang. If you've heard about Clear Containers or Hyper-V from the Hyper-SH folks, both of those were using some kind of a VM backend. Hyper-V could talk to VirtualBox and Xen and KVM and other stuff. Whereas the Clear Containers had focused only in QMU, those two projects came together and are now Kata Containers. It's good stuff. We've been working with them heavily because they have almost since the beginning, Clear Containers and Kata Containers, focused mostly on Cryo to be able to run underneath Kubernetes. And we've been working with them to get as many of their patches for the kernel inside the client upstreamed, because they had some improvement, some optimizations for the guest kernel, as well as they had made their own machine type in QMU to pass over like posting and all kinds of BIOS pieces to make it as fast as possible, trying to get all that upstream. But that's there. Nabla Containers is kind of a unikernel approach. Neat. It's got some security features, but you have to tailor your container image. It actually has to have like an executor that's shoved into the image that can help your container run. So they have like some Node.js examples, but it's a run C drop-in replacement. NVIDIA now has a fork of run C. It is a straight up fork of run C, but it does all kinds of like GPU and CUDA optimized pieces so that you can do more containery things with NVIDIA and not have to hack the shit out of that last mile. Google has gVisor. You can use it in a non-run C replacement kind of way, but they have a run C drop-in replacement. It's more general purpose than Nabla. It has some KVM offload, but it's largely a syscall emulation layer. It will probably capture like 80% of your use case. So Windows now has a drop-in replacement. This is how some of the communities have had Windows native support, was calling to this Windows HSC, the host computing service shim layer, but now they have a run C drop-in replacement so that they can be shelled out to. And I have a feeling that they're also going to be working on and announce their own CRI replacement as well. We had talked to them about using Cryo, but they had worked with Containerd for a little while, and I think they were fed up with re-architecting them, so they're going to probably do their own. All right, so then lastly, there's also a list of community pieces that were either wrappers on, like Flatpak has bubble wrap for the limited user containers. There's a bubble wrap wrapper. Inspawn, I had made an Inspawn wrapper. Don't use it. There's a minimal C runtime here. There's a community project here. Since June, Leonard has actually started a native support for the OCI runtime in Inspawn. There's a few pieces missing. It needs testing and review, but that's a neat approach that rather than some of the pieces, you could just swap that out and it would be more integrated into the full system stack. We've done most of the footwork of that in RunC already, but it's nice to have options. So that's that. And then all this has already been covered, but it's in the slide deck for reference. Other options that are now, since things have gotten popular, build a Podman Scopio, you've already heard mentioned. Another one, this is terrible color scheme, I'm sorry, but UMOCI is a project from SUSE, and it helps you manage the OCI image format. So it's pretty useful when you can use Scopio to pull down an image. Emoji, I don't know how you pronounce it, but Emoji to unpack the image, and then you can use RunC, Railcar, whatever, to run the image. So if you were doing debugging of that yourself, you can use Scopio and Emoji together to do that. And that's it. So that's this talk. You can go to that address and see these slides already. I think I have like 30 seconds. I don't know if we have enough time for questions. Anybody have a question they want to shoot out on that history real quick? Nothing. Crickets. See me later.